7:38 is the time. Now, later today from 9 o'clock, 7:38 is the time now. Mike Brown, who is TfL's Transport Commissioner in charge of all the buses and the roads and the tubes and goodness knows what else. He's got a few headaches, of course. We heard about that tube strike coming up on the Piccadilly line. The speeds of buses across town now, increasing number of routes, can't get to 10 miles an hour. Some of them are at an average speed of just over 6 miles an hour. One journalist on The Sun, it was almost quicker for her to ride a donkey. I don't know who came up with that idea. Brilliant idea, though. To ride a donkey. But there's more problems perhaps coming his way. LBC's political editor Theo Ushwood joins me now. And this regards the licensing of cabs.
Yes, Nick. I've been going through the Transport for London board papers, which came out at midnight
last
night.
You know how to live.
Yes, so that you don't...
Live in the dream, Theo
so
Ushwood.
You don't have to. And there's a report into the licensing of private hire vehicles, minicabs. And buried on page 16 is an admission from TfL that last summer it carried out a series of spot checks at its testing centres for minicab drivers, and it found applicants being allowed to take the test in their own native language and in some cases being given the answers. Now, minicab drivers have to take topographical tests, how to get from A to B in London. It's not as strict as or as severe as the knowledge that black cab drivers have to take, but they have to take a test. And as a result of this finding of these checks just being carried out, TfL has suspended the licence on 15 of the test centres, which are operated by a private contractor. And they made 200 applicants, we're told, who recently passed the test, do a retake with TfL invigilators in the room. Only 36% pass second time round. And the report adds, and I'm quoting here, a significant number of the applicants that failed was due to their inability to understand simple questions in written English. Now, as a result, TfL are introducing English tests, but have admitted that exemptions may be necessary in order to comply with, you're giving me a knowing look, equalities legislation.
So we can have people who can't understand English driving cabs in this city? But that is ridiculous, isn't it?
Just very quickly, on the issue of making sure that drivers have the correct insurance to carry passengers in the back of their minicabs. You'll remember in my investigation last week, I turned up at a test centre in Heston without the correct insurance, which, of course, can cost £5,000 a year. And I still got that vehicle licence, which gave me those roundels in the windscreen that people thought meant that I was legitimate. As things stand, you do not ever need to present that. You know, as I discovered, you don't need to present that private hire cover to show that, you know, your passengers would be covered should the worst happen. That's going to change. We have a partial victory. TfL are going to make it mandatory to present that insurance, that private hire and reward insurance, when you turn up for a test. It's unclear whether it needs to be for the driver who is actually using the car. That might be a question for Mike Brown later. And drivers will also have to display that insurance in their cab. So if there's a spot check, they have to come up and prove it. Now, black cabs had wanted the onus to be placed on operators, minicab operators, that they would have to insure their fleet. That's not going to happen, but a step forward nonetheless for the industry.